everybody. Welcome to day 11. This is so much fun here on the Daily Santa podcast. We're going to start. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
Hi, everybody. This is Sophie. Happy day 11. Thanks for being here. Let's do this. Yeah.
Welcome to the Daily Santa podcast. This is day 11. And we are so pleased to have you here with us.
Great to be here again with you, Twinkle. Thank you for hosting. We've got a great day ahead. Can you let people know what's up for day 11?
Here we go with day 11. Today we are going to talk about showing appreciation. We have a listener voicemail, more Santa news from the North Pole, and Selfie tries the elf version of TikTok. All that and more right here on the Daily Santa Podcast. You can always find out more about our show by visiting dailysantapodcast.com. That's dailysantapodcast.com. Want to hear what is playing right now in Santa's workshop? Check out Santa's Spotify Christmas playlist. You can listen to these episodes on YouTube. There are free coloring sheets that you can print off and color for Santa. We have a letter to Santa sheet that you can fill in and leave for Santa to read when he arrives at your home, and so much more. Go to dailysantapodcast.com today.
Hi everyone, this is Clara with a fun elf fact to share with you. There are lots of elves who help Santa prepare for Christmas each year. Santa would not be able to make and collect all of the presents without their help. He has lots of friendly elves who are really good at making things, organize his trip, train and care for the reindeer, and so much more. Santa's elves work tirelessly throughout the year to make presents for all of the children on the good list. We often see Santa at the parades, in the stores or in the news, but we can't forget the elves that make all of this possible. Even their smallest efforts make a big difference for Santa and for Christmas around the world. Thank you to all the elves for what you do. Today is Hug an Elf Day, so get out there and hug an elf.
We have a message today from a listener in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. Santa, it must be amazing to soar over Niagara Falls each year. What an amazing sight to see. Our message today comes from Kathy. This is interesting. Kathy knows producer Dave.
That's right, actually, I do know Kathy. She is amazing. So nice to hear that she has sent in a message. She loves Selfie. And she listens to the podcast over and over and over, like multiple times. Kathy is a superstar, one of the nicest people around. Hi, Kathy.
Well, here is Kathy's message. Kathy writes, "Hello, everyone, and hello to Selfie." I do know producer Dave, and yes, I listen to the Daily Santa podcast episodes over and over. Selfie is funny, and I will be sharing this podcast with my friends and family. Signed, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy, for your support. Producer Dave has told all of us about you, and you are a superstar. It is so great to hear from our listeners, and to know a listener personally is so great. Having a podcast is so much fun when your friends and family love, support, and share what you do. Very grateful. What do you think, Santa? Can we arrange something special for great people like Kathy this year?
Okay, Twinkle, I think we should jump over to the news. Kendall's in place. She has her headphones on. Okay, let's go with the news. Here we go.
And now, the Daily Santa Podcast presents the Santa Daily News, daily updates from the North Pole.
Welcome to the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast. Our top story, we are getting reports of increased work in Santa's workshop, which is causing some anxiety with the hard-working elves. Santa met with the team to reassure them that despite the workload, he has full confidence that all targets will be met, and also to encourage the elves to be patient with each other and to be kind. In other news, Jennifer has appeared on the wildly popular Christmas baking show on Elf TV and has won first place for her candy cane Christmas cookies. Mrs. Claus has reached out to Jennifer to offer her congratulations and to invite Jennifer to the Claus family home to bake for further fundraising events. Jennifer has accepted, and full-scale production of Jennifer's candy cane Christmas cookies will begin. New elf-sized cookies will also be available for a short time, baked in small batches. These cookies go by very fast. Also, A reminder that we are holding a celebrity auction tonight at the local community center. All elves and their families are invited. Local podcast stars from the Daily Santa podcast will be on hand with a meet and greet starting at 8 p.m. Come by, meet the crew from the Daily Santa podcast and get your picture with Selfie at the Selfie with Selfie pop-up studio. And now for the latest weather update from our weather guy.
Yeah, periods of snow overnight, followed by snow in the morning, and snow tomorrow afternoon. Back to you.
Thanks, weather guy. We go now to Kringle, our on-the-scene reporter at Twinkle Arena.
Today, the reindeer head back to the ice for the second day of the figure skating competition. Figure skating is a three-day event with each reindeer skating in a different way every day. The official elves judge each day, and then we add up the scores to see who the winner is. Today, the reindeer will try the short program. The short program is a series of moves on the ice, four of them, and each deer will perform the same four moves. This year, the moves are the rolling donut, the whacker smacker, the whirling whoosher, and the wild willy-nilly flip-flop. As we know, Rudolph is not allowed to play in any reindeer games, but he will be alongside the ice with our friends Selfie and Peggy Elf to provide expert commentary for the next 2 days of skating. Skating is the most wonderful sport in the world. Any young folks who have the chance to skate should try it. It's good exercise and lots of fun. Check back tomorrow for the final day of the figure skating event to follow all the action. Back to you, Kendall, in the studio.
Thanks, Kringle, for that update. For the latest in events, news, weather and more, stay tuned to the Santa Daily News, right here, on the Daily Santa Podcast. My name is Kendall, thanks for listening.
So here is a Christmas poem that was sent in for today's show. It is called, The Day Before Christmas. We have been helping with the cake, and licking out the pan, and wrapping up our packages, as neatly as we can. We have hung our stockings up, beside the open grate, and now there's nothing more to do, except, to, wait. We have a voice message today from a very important place in our world right now. We are so grateful for every listener. This listener is extra special with what is going on right now in their country. Alina from Dnipro, Ukraine has sent in a voice message to the Daily Santa podcast. Dnipro was previously called Dnipropetrovsk. It is the Ukraine's fourth largest city, with about 1 million inhabitants. It is located in the eastern part of Ukraine, 391 kilometers or 243 miles southeast of the Ukrainian capital Kyiv on the Dnieper River. We are thinking of all of the beautiful people in that part of the world, wishing you peace and safety.
Hello to everyone at the Daily Santa podcast. My name is Alina, and I am from Dnipro, Ukraine. My question is for Santa. How do you travel when there is danger in the world? We are hoping that freedom will come to our area of the world. We are listening here in Dnipro. Thank you for sharing my message. Alina.
Thank you, Alina. Santa takes safety very seriously. We are always watching for updates on any area of the world that is struggling. We have access to information and resources that help us plan our route and guide Santa's journey around the world. Santa, do you have a special message for Alina and her family this year?
Alina, thank you for sending your message to the podcast. I am very excited to be coming there this year. We are going to be safe, and we're going to visit all of our friends in your part of the world. Please be safe, please take care, and have a very special holiday. Thank you for your message. Thank you, Twinkle.
Thank you, Santa, and thank you again, Alina, for your question. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Twinkle, it's time for the topic of the day. I'm excited. Are you ready? Let's hear what Santa wants us to learn about on the Daily Santa podcast.
Santa's topic for today is about showing appreciation. Sometimes we lose sight of what it means to be grateful and generous, especially around the holidays. Showing appreciation includes saying please and thank you, but it also includes much more that we all can do, from young to old. Five activities that teach us to show appreciation. 1. Share stories about people giving back. Stories are a goldmine for finding role models who can teach us about showing appreciation. Reading children's books about characters who perform selfless acts will inspire us to do the same. Older youth may find meaning in YouTube channels, shows or podcasts that share stories about different people doing good around the world. Teens on social media can even follow accounts that raise awareness about issues they care about, like mental health or climate change, and be motivated to get involved with movements or organizations addressing them. 2. Make and deliver homemade cards and care packages. Showing youth that even the smallest gesture can mean the world to someone else can help inspire regular appreciation in their lives. Making homemade cards for others is a low-pressure place to start, like penning thank you notes for service workers or get well soon cards for hospital patients. Build on this momentum by preparing care packages for homeless shelters or nursing homes. By showering folks with heartfelt messages, drawings, essential items and other tokens of appreciation, youth are building their empathy and responsiveness to when they see someone in need. 3. Support animals and local organizations that care for them. For more introverted youth or those who simply love animals, donating time or items to organizations that care for animals can be a great way to spark the joy of giving. Visit your local shelter and offer to take the dogs there for a walk. Youth can also buy, or make, cat toys or bake dog biscuits to donate. Get creative by building DIY bird feeders for the backyard and giving one to everybody in the neighborhood to help preserve local wildlife. These activities are not only fun but will inspire youth to be caring and generous to all living things. 4. Help someone in your neighborhood. We do not need to go far to learn the importance of giving back. Make their actions feel more personal by encouraging them to get to know and help out their neighbors. This can involve doing physical chores like yard work or dropping off groceries or an emotional kindness like inviting a person over for dinner with your family. Building relationships is an essential part of teaching generosity and can open the door for young people to assess larger needs in their community. 5. Join a community group project. One of the most effective ways for youth to understand the importance of showing appreciation to our community is simple. By participating in a volunteer group project, help them organize a collection drive for essential items, food, books, clothes, hygiene products, sports equipment, etc. to round up and donate to a local charity. Get your hands dirty by working with them on a restoration or beautification project such as building a little free library, stocking a community fridge, painting a town mural, cleaning up a park or setting up recycling bins at school. No matter what the project is, kids and teens won't soon forget their sense of achievement in making their community a better place. A wise person once said, "How you give affects how you live." Always say please and thank you, but also show appreciation by acts of service and putting others first. Does that sound correct to you, Santa?
Hey, that was a really good episode, everybody, for day 11. Really fun. Now, Twinkle, did you know that Selfie got a new phone, the Elf Phone 14, and he's been working with it, trying to figure out all the different things. He's now on, he's trying TikTok, he's not sure, and he was playing with TikTok today, and Selfie, you were having fun with it, right?
Okay, so I have my new Elf Phone 14, and I want to try TikTok. Apparently, it's a big thing. So, I'm looking at it and figuring it out, but I need to figure out all of these amazing sounds on TikTok. So, I'm just going to, check these out and see if I can use any of these. So, here we go. Let's try this one.
Stop taking my chip!
Oh.
Stop taking my chips, okay?
Okay. What about this one?
I'm making coffee. Anybody want coffee? I'm making coffee!
Oh, dear. This one? How about this one? Yikes. Okay, maybe this one. Oh, I like that one. Maybe this. I have to learn all kinds of dances. Oh boy, I have homework to do. Wow. Okay, maybe this one? Oh, that's a winner. That's a winner.
All right, thank you everybody for being part of day 11 of the Daily Santa Podcast. I hope you come back for day 12. That's like a dozen. Oh, I like that. Come back for day 12, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. You know what's up. You've listened this far. You know what's going to happen now. We got some bloopers for you. Here you go. Enjoy the silliness. See you tomorrow. So my car didn't start today, and I had to get a ride with Selfie. Now, Selfie's got this elf-sized sleigh, so let's just say I had a hard time getting into that sleigh, but thanks, Selfie, for coming to my rescue.
Okay, so we're all gonna go over to Twinkle's house after the podcast, and we're gonna have a party. I've invited Marshmallow, Graham, Coco. We got Carla's coming. Kendall will be there. Jennifer's bringing Candy Cane cookies. Santa and Mrs. Claus. Producer Dave, Twinkle. Everyone is coming. We were recording. Let's keep recording and pretend this didn't happen. Okay?
Okay, everybody, please make sure your mics are all plugged in. Selfie, your cell phone is off. Correct. Okay, ready? Here we go. In 1, 2, 3. Try again. Let's go. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Merry Christmas!
Ho, ho, ho!